Welcome to part 5 of a series of podcasts recorded specially as part of the gathering, the one conference that's being held today in Cong, in Mayo, in the west of Ireland. I'm just going round a roundabout. It's 9:02, it's now 5 degrees. Centigrade. I don't think that's shifted since I started today. I'm having to go around this roundabout twice just to make sure that I don't make a mistake by coming off in the wrong direction. I see a signpost to Oran Mór, which is just south of County Galway, and I'm still in County Clare, I believe, but it won't be very long before I hit Galway, and then through a bit of Galway, Mayo, and on. And so here we go. Oran Mór in Galway. There's a song called In Oran Mór in County Ardrahan, in 10 kilometers to Ardrahan. Ardrahan is where a great cheese is made. I mean, it's I believe it's made there, but certainly the village of Ardrahan, Ardrahan, Ardrahan. Ard is a high. Ra is a hill. Forgive me if I've got this wrong, Con Munachon. You will be at Congregation 2013. So I got into this unconference by writing a blog post, and you might be wondering, left is cool. Now, the Swans at Cool, W.B. Yeats, Cool. It's around here or somewhere near here. Cool, there's Cool Park. I've never been to Cool Park. You know, sorrow that I missed it. But that's a very important place that Lady Gregory and W.B. Yeats were connected with. And that's where my real solid facts let me down. Okay, I was distracted by places like Cool, as I am willing to be distracted by signposts on the side of the road during this particular piece of audio. But let's come back to the central core of this particular audio boo, and it is that I wrote a blog post in order to get me in. Well, I wasn't really, you know, short of potential topics for a blog post. There were 4 categories into which the blog post will be dropped. And to be truthful, I can't remember what they are. I mean, some of them were, you know, what I would say is, serious stuff, you know. They might have been about technology, and I couldn't write about technology for anything. But anyway, I just decided that, I don't know how it happened, but the thought of sharing some ideas and way trying to attract at least one person in the whole universe to, you know, comment and get involved in conversation about it. The issue that I chose to submit a blog post on, and I'm obviously a bit nervous about this because I can't get to the point quickly enough, is writing guest blog posts for people. Now, I won't rehearse the blog post and what I said in it, but just to say that that's the theme, you know, should you or should you not accept an invitation to write a blog post? And if you're foolish enough to say, yes, I will do it, or you're generous enough to say you will do it, what should you bear in mind before you, you know, I was going to say put pen to paper, but before you compose, what research should you do? And I'm, you know, obviously you have to know your topic, let's say, if you're writing a guest blog post for somebody. So I can't really be talking about, if you like, doing research about the content of your blog post. But my particular blog post, you know, is a mini kind of effort to get people, suggest to people that they should do research before they write the blog post. And on the one hand, there's research to find out what is the purpose of the blog which you're going to be contributing to, but it's also about clarifying your own purpose in writing the blog post. You know, what's in your mind as your intention? Is it just a vanity? At the very worst, it's a vanity effort to get your own name out there. You know, it's a bit like me stuff. You know, what are you hoping for by doing it? Well, you know, I'm going to Kong partly in the hope of making some liaising with some people and, you know, developing the possibility, the potential, some way down the track of doing some work with them. And I don't mean getting paid work for them, I mean actually collaborating on something. That's the focus I have in going there today. And the blog post was meant to contribute something to that possibility, that somebody would find it interesting and useful to talk to me about the possibility of doing something with me. The what could be kind of anything from, you know, let's do a series of audio productions to do with fishing in the west of Ireland, and let's go out in a boat together and record what it's like to spend hours and hours of time with, you know, a rod and line and nothing biting, you know. That's just frivolous off the top of my head. But, you know, what about the idea of, you know, a small conference the person is organizing, and we collaborate together on publicizing it? Oh, there's a graveyard. There is a graveyard with a statue on the entrance to it of Jesus Christ with arms outfolded. Okay, so look, that's the topic of the blog post, but I think I'm going to be expected, or let me put it another way, have an opportunity to lead a huddle around that at the unconference. And what's going through my mind is, do I have to run a huddle on that particular theme? Couldn't I run a huddle about something that people are already interested in? I mean, everything I have to say about that topic that I have to input is in the blog post. But then again, not everybody at Kong will have read all of the blog posts, and I certainly haven't. How many have I read? Probably 8. Ardran, we enter Ardran, 60 kilometers per hour. I've read about 8. Do I intend to read them all? Definitely yes. Will I carry through on that? Definitely no. You know, there'll be some I don't. I mean, there are 70 or 60 or some, anyway, it's more than double digits. It's up around 60 or 70. Now, if this is Ardrahan, the famous place for cheese, where is the sculpture in the main square that tells me it really is? Oh, there's a cross there. And there's Joyce's Bar. And there is a ruin of a Norman castle. Or a Norman keep, probably, rather than the castle. In somebody's field, and I don't know what, maybe that was put up as a retro gig. I'm now crossing a railway track which has, you know, things that will come down on top of you if you get stuck in the middle of a railway track and your train is coming towards you. Anyway, here we go. And just for the more commercial of you, there's urgent Christmas appeal for Focus Ireland, and Christmas is coming from Sky Movies, and I guess Sky Movies and Focus Ireland are associating, this is frivolous, I guarantee you, are associating their brand with each other. And, you know, to the casual outsider, it could look as if they both took a huge piece of advertising space and put themselves up beside each other. The, you know, commercially driven but admirable organization, I have to say, in my humble opinion, is Sky. Focus Ireland, which is a not-for-profit, which is also an admirable organisation. And it's actually so admirable that I have to confess that if you put me up against the wall and said, Paul, what does it do? I would say it does something for children. But I can't quite remember what Focus Ireland does. I mean, I'm not trying to say to Focus Ireland they could do more to get their message out there, but I don't know what its strapline is. What is the strapline of Focus Ireland? If I knew its strapline, then I'd know what it was essentially doing, or what movement it was leading, or something like that. Anyway, that's a hobby horse of mine, I have to say, about straplines. But anyway, here's the road with its white markings down the centre. This is no longer a, by the way, this is no longer a motorway. Let me see, turn on a little bit of heating. And there are rocks in the fields, you know, literally there are rocks in the fields. Now, not that many, but I'm driving along a piece of countryside that is east of the Burren. Now, if you haven't heard of the Burren, you're really, really lucky. You're fortunate. You haven't a clue what I'm talking about when you hear about the Burren. And, you know, welcome to the Burren is my only thing. And there's nothing like your first impression of the Burren. Other people will know about the Burren and they'll say, look, how the hell could Paul be talking about people who don't know the Burren? Everybody knows the Burren. Well, of course, actually, that's totally untrue. On the left-hand side, I have got a white horse, a bay, or a, oh God, my daughter would kill me, and a piebald horse, and a skewbald. I didn't ask you what that is, but Manny Dot would tell me if she was here, the difference between a skewbald and a, damn it, what's a white horse called? I know you're screaming at me because you know damn the answer and all that. And don't rush to put it in the comments. I'll have found it by then, you know. I don't want the comments clogged up with, you know, 300 people, all of whom are listening to this over the next 6 months. I'm writing in the right answer to what is a white horse. Along the side of the road are telegraph poles, what we call telegraph poles, wooden poles that you can actually, I suppose you could climb up them, but they carry the electricity, and they're along the side of the road. And rather than have, you know, electrical cables sunk into the ground, these ones carry electricity. Actually, I'm totally wrong. These are telegraph poles. What did I call them? Anyway, the main thing is that they carry telephone lines, because I'm looking, coming across the country from east to west, at big electrical pylons. And so bloody untechnical that I can't tell the difference between an electricity pylon, but it did actually seem to be too much of a health and safety hazard if the telegraph poles were, were electrified. So yeah, this is beginning of the Stonewall landscape part of the world. I'm in Kilcolgan. There's traffic calming coming up in 400 metres. And it's straight on to Galway, but it's left to Ennisdiman and Kinvara. I have to say that Ennisdiman and Lahinch, taken together, they're only about 2 miles apart. It's one of my favourite places in the whole of Ireland, that little cluster of, you know, coastline on the one hand and, you know, village, inland village on the other hand. I see a place called Mother Hubbard's Great Food worth stopping for. Londis, close to you, Family Butcher, McLaughlin's Butcher, the deli, and talkfinancial.ie. This almost feels like a commentary on the Grand National. And now we come, close up on the rails comes Raheem Woods Hotel, closely followed by solar panel and signs bringing up the base. And over Beecher's at the next step, we go over Mace, and the bag of coal is 12.50 there, and he's holding on tight to the reins. And Morans of the Weir is off to the left, the great and only Morans of the Weir, where you can get your oysters at Guinness today. Sligo, 149 kilometres to go, and we come over Valentine's Brook, we come over the water, we're coming over the water now, and Foinaven's in the lead, and oh my God, 95 horses have fallen, and a horse is coming from the back of the pack. And he's going to win the Grand National, Morans of the Weir. Anyway, there we are, guys. I had a misspent youth, cottages to let. And I'm not available to replace Mihal O'Murchan. Mihal O'Hare, who's the guy who's the chief hunter. There are cattle to my right, and you can get to Europe on an airplane for 19 euros. So here we are. I promised that these particular segments would only be 10 minutes long. Oh my God, I failed. See you later. Bye.